Hello.
Hi, Wendy. Is that a little bit better?
A little bit better, yeah. I don't know why it happens on when I'm calling you.
I'm not sure why either. I do apologize for that.
So when I go to set up an app,
mm-hmm.
it asks who my TV provider is. Now, since I dropped Spectrum, am I without one, would you think?
It's,
I dropped Spectrum Wi-Fi because I have you guys.
But did you have TV service with them?
Yes.
Yeah, so at that point, you probably would not have a TV provider.
Oh, so in order to download certain apps on my TV, because it's a Fire TV and it doesn't get, well, I don't know what it gets, but it always asks for this Wi-Fi password, et cetera, and my TV provider.
Okay. With the TV provider, you should be able to bypass that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Some apps require a TV provider for you to go ahead and get your subscription for free. But if you subscribe to them, then you would be going without a TV provider and just paying them directly. So you should be able to subscribe to them. Some of them are free. Some of them are not.
I see. Okay.
So, like ESPN,
right.
If I signed in with a TV provider, I could watch certain, like, hockey games, for example. That's what I like to watch. If I signed in with a TV provider, such as Optimum, if I had Optimum, then it would allow me to watch, you know, TNT or certain games for free. Whereas if I sign up for ESPN Plus, for example, because they have their own subscription section, then I can watch it anywhere as long as it's not a blackout game. That's just one example.
Okay. You know, it's interesting because the Spectrum app still appears, even though I canceled them, it still appears as an option. And I can get certain channels.
Oh, that's interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
I know.
But Fire TV. Fire TV doesn't support that. I have a box instead, but that doesn't work because the cable has been cut.
Yeah.
So, but the other TVs, the Roku TVs, I still can use the Spectrum app, and only a couple of channels are blocked out from what I used to have.
Interesting.
It's interesting because it makes me feel like I paid for TV with them for
a long time. Yeah.
A long time, yeah.
Whereas you could have gotten some of them for free.
Right. But, yeah, and I don't want to call them and ask them the question because I'm not a customer of theirs anymore.
Exactly, and God forbid they do cancel it out altogether. I completely understand.
Right. As a result, yeah. Okay, well, that answers that question.
Yeah, I'm so sorry that I wasn't able to provide more assistance with that, but I would definitely check out their subscription options and see if they offer subscriptions.
Yeah, well, Max is good because it does include some TV channels that I like as well, so that's a good one. But
yes, so I have Max, and they have some of the games on TNT as long as I have Max, which is great.
Right. Yeah, and I like to watch 90 Day Fiancé on TLC. It's like the only thing
course.
On that channel I watch. And I can get it, and I didn't even realize that I can through Max.
Yes, there's a lot of options that the providers like Max or other apps like Netflix and Hulu. Hulu has a lot of like live TV shows that you can actually pay for a subscription through them. Yeah, there's
right.
a lot of different apps that offer those kinds of things that you know you wouldn't need a cable provider for anymore.
I know. I'm finding that out with all my button clicking that I've been doing on this TV trying to find the 90-day thing.
I have to admit,
yeah.
Recently I've been watching a lot of Vivo music videos on my Samsung TV because they offer, like, free Samsung TV. So they'll have, like, old reruns on certain channels. Like, there are certain channels dedicated to specific shows that are free. It's kind of great.
Yes, the same thing on the Fire TV, too. There's certain channels that are, you know, like the True Crime Network. But it's
yeah.
just not the same as what it was.
Oh, no,
with
of course
Spectrum.
Not. You know, Max has a lot of true crime documentaries and TV shows.
I saw that this morning. Yeah, so I I'm too old to be like real savvy in technology. You know, because well,
we learn at any age. It may, as we get older, it may take us a little bit longer, but we will always get there.
Thank you for that. Good. Because that's exactly where I'm at, too. It's taking a little longer.
Yeah, and that's okay, because everybody learns at a different pace. And, you know, as we get older, we get wiser. We've got a lot more information within our minds, and sometimes we got to make room for more.
I know, but it seems so time-consuming, though. You know, I start it, and I look up at the clock, and it can't be whatever time it is, you know?
I know. I get into that all the time. I'll sit down for, like, 30 minutes, and it'll be, like, an hour and a half.
Yes, exactly. Why am I still in my bathrobe?
Right? I run into that all the time. I'll be like, okay, it's been 20 minutes. I look at the clock, it's been over an hour, and I'm like, oh, well, I lost track of time.
Yeah, unbelievable. Okay, well, thank you so much for clearing that up.
Of course, anytime.
I appreciate that.
Anytime, Wendy.
All right.
And if you do have any further questions, definitely let us know.
Well,
we'll be more than happy to help.
Yeah.
That sure.
It said that I should pair my remote with the TV when I was doing something the other day. Make sure that your TV is plugged into some kind of a modem or something.
So through us, it would be one modem and one router. So the white box is a router. The black box is a modem.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then if you have a Wi-Fi capable TV, then you wouldn't need to plug it directly into the router.
Oh, I see. But let's see, there's no place to plug. I'm looking at the back of the router and it says LAN. That's
local area network. Those would be the LAN ports. Yep, you would plug an Ethernet cable directly into the TV if you wanted to hardwire it.
Okay, and there's one above it, too, as well. Looks like a, let's see.
There's typically up to four Ethernet
ports. Yeah, there's one Ethernet port, and then it looks like a USB.
Interesting. Well, on the back of the TV?
No, on your router.
Oh, on the router. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I mean, typically with that being said, you can also get a switch, which is where it's a piece of equipment that you can buy like at Best Buy or on Amazon, and it'll have multiple Ethernet cables, ports that you can plug Ethernet cables into, and that way you can plug hardwire more into your router. But I mean, you have Wi-Fi capable devices, sometimes it's just easier to just have them connected to Wi-Fi. That way you don't have to worry about cables.
Right. I guess I just don't know the difference between that. I had just got a new Samsung phone, and it has this Wi-Fi calling available, but I can't tell the difference in any of this.
So
anyway,
what the Wi-Fi calling does, I'll explain that a little bit, is instead of using your mobile data or like your cell phone signal, if you're in a low signal area, it'll prioritize it over the Wi-Fi connection so you can still stay connected even if you lose service.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't hurt it to have it on.
No, exactly. It does not. So it'll assist in the call quality if you have low service. I actually rely on the Wi-Fi calling because I live in a dead zone.
Oh, wow. So where does it pick up that signal if you're in a dead zone?
So, like, for example, I live in a dead zone in Dutchess County. Unfortunately, we have, like, absolutely no service in the northeastern part of Dutchess. And so the Wi-Fi allows me to continue my call even if my service drops.
I'm just not understanding the difference, but I don't expect...
So, like, your home internet connection. So, your home internet, when your phone is connected to Wi-Fi, if your cellular towers lose, like, signal, if your phone loses signal to the cellular towers, that's where the Wi-Fi keeps you connected through the data through the internet, and it doesn't immediately drop your call.
Oh, I see. So, when you're talking about being... You're in a dead zone, but you can still do calls...
Mm-hmm.
Via Wi-Fi, You're talking about your modem and your other things.
So if I'm connected to an internet connection, so let's say like I'm at home and my phone is connected to my internet, I can still make and receive calls even if I have only one bar of signal.
How do you get your phone to connect to your internet?
So you would do you have Android or iPhone?
Android.
Okay. So you would swipe down from the top and then you'll see the little, it's usually like a dot with three like half circle symbols. That's the Wi-Fi symbol. You can press and hold on that and then it'll ask you which internet connection you want to connect to. And you would just type in your password once you find your Wi-Fi network ID.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. It'll also help reduce the amount of data that you're using on your phone. So that way, you know, you're not like, oh, you've used your 20 gigs of data, unless you have unlimited like I do. But typically...
You know, I just put this plan that they alerted me that I'm halfway through my data usage, and I'm thinking I hardly ever pick it up, but maybe it's that Wi-Fi thing I should turn on.
Yes. So that's where you should connect to the internet, so it reduces the amount of data that you use through your cellular towers.
Okay. All right. That makes perfect sense now. Yep.
So now you can scroll through Facebook, YouTube, whatever videos you like to watch, or if you do anything like internet related on your phone, you'll be using the home internet connection instead of your cellular plan.
Oh, very, very good. Oh, thank you so much.
Of course, anytime. I'm glad that I'm able to help.
I'm trying not to use my phone. I bought the book for seniors, Samsung for seniors. It's 320 pages to
figure
out my phone.
Oh, my goodness. I think I would go crazy.
I know, but I go crazier the other way. I think I'm using that's all I've done is be on the phone itself, and now it's telling me I used my data. So
yeah. Well, that's where connecting to the Wi-Fi will help.
Thank you so much.
Oh, of course, anytime.
Great.
I'm glad that I was able to help and, you know, make things a little bit easier for you.
Oh, it's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Of course, anytime, Wendy. Did you have any other questions for me today?
No, I don't.
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much for calling Archtop Fiber, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. If you have any other questions, feel free to give us a call. We're more than happy to help, and we can explain things too.
Thank you very much.
Of course.
Have a good day.
You as well. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yep. Bye-bye.